From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting the United States will delay removing its troops from Afghanistan. U.S. President Barack Obama says he will delay the planned withdrawal of American military forces from Afghanistan scheduled for next year as the Taliban makes gains there that the U.S. was not anticipating.
I've decided to maintain our current posture of 9,800 troops in Afghanistan through most of next year, 2016. Their mission will not change. Our troops will continue to pursue those two narrow tasks that I outlined earlier, training Afghan forces and going after al-Qaeda. But maintaining our current posture through most of next year, rather than a more rapid drawdown, will allow us to sustain our efforts to train and assist Afghan forces as they grow stronger, not only during this fighting season, but into the next one.
Speaking at the White House Thursday, Obama said he will maintain the current number of troops in the war-torn country to 9,800 through most of the 2016 year before trimming that number to 5,500 by the time he leaves office in January of 2017. He said the security situation in key areas of the country remains very fragile and there is risk of deterioration. One day after the U.S. and Russia wrapped up a third round of lower-level talks on rules for conduct in the air over Syria, Russian President Vladimir Putin is slamming the U.S. stance on the conflict as unconstructive after Washington declined to take part in high-level bilateral negotiations on the coordination of military activity in Syria. This is VOA News. Authorities in Turkey have released the identities of two suicide bombers who attacked a peace rally in the capital of Ankara on Saturday.
Quoting police officials, Turkish media say one of Saturday's bombers is the brother of a suicide bomber who killed 33 pro-Kurdish activists in the Turkish town of Suruç near the Syrian border in July. Turkish security forces blamed that attack on the Islamic State group, although there was no claim of responsibility. The second attacker was on a police list of suspected Islamic State suicide bombers. Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu revealed the existence of the list earlier this week, but claimed the suspects could not be detained as they had not committed a crime. The revelations will likely lead to more allegations of negligence by the government over the bombings, a charge it denies. Turkish media quote police sources as saying both men travelled to Ankara from the Turkish city of Gaziantep, close to the Syrian border, prior to Saturday's attack. Dorian Jones of VOA News, Istanbul.
Myanmar's government and eight smaller ethnic rebel armies signed a ceasefire agreement to end more than six decades of fighting, but other more powerful groups refused to come on board, signaling that peace most likely will remain elusive for some time to come. The pact was signed in a ceremony in Myanmar's administrative capital, Naypyidaw, by President Thein Sein and representatives of the groups. The refusal by the larger armies, such as those of the Kachin and Hua ethnic groups, to sign it robs Thein Sein of what he had hoped would be the crowning achievement of his five-year term. Larry Jagan has been studying Myanmar from inside the country for a number of years now.
It can't be considered a nationwide ceasefire agreement, but it is the start of a process that might actually lead to all the ethnic groups signing the ceasefire agreement. Most of them already have bilaterals, and this is trying to bring them all together to start a political dialogue process.
Ethnic groups representing 40% of the country's 52 million people have found themselves victims of military abuses and discrimination in areas spanning from health and education to road construction and access to electricity. U.S. State Department suggestions that Israel might be using excessive force to confront a wave of Palestinian stabbing attacks has drawn sharp criticism from senior Israeli cabinet ministers. Defense Minister Moshe Yaalon accused Washington of misreading the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. He said shooting knife-wielding Palestinians was self-defense. Public Security Minister Gilad Erdan called the U.S. remarks foolish. China says it has not militarized the South China Sea and warned certain countries to stop hyping up the issue. I'm Ira Melman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.